Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Bad Knife Pizza, the backstage podcast. This is awfully close. Can we move this back?
We can move that back, yeah.
Sorry.
But then we need the mic, Wes.
Yeah, that's better.
This is very confusing. I don't know whether anyone will watch this, but we're in person, by the way, for people that are listening. This is really weird.
This was weird.
This feels so weird. It's like, what happens now? I feel like someone should be on the other side of this Zoom call.
Should we pretend there is? How's your date going?
You have to wait for the echo to end, and then the person has to unmute themselves. And then it's, yeah, my day is going well.
Yeah, good, yeah.
But yeah, welcome back, everybody. Our first ever
in-person
podcast. And maybe it will never happen again if you guys think that this is dreadful. It's weird because I'm like, I'm still looking at you via my screen, but you're like in my peripheral on the left-hand side.
But yeah, we're in person today, which is fun.
Very last minute episode.
Yes, we are busy. It's a busy time of year, isn't it?
It is.
What's your tips on trying to stay sane at this time of year with everything going on?
Ooh.
I've seen a lot of people talk about this.
Alcohol, I find to be very helpful.
Oh, no alcohol, just drinking.
Drinking. Okay. And, yeah. Drugs. Also think really beneficial to you.
What?
And sort of just shutting yourself away from society.
Because, okay, not really what I've been reading. A lot of people are saying, like, know when to say no. Like, someone invites you out to, like, a Christmassy event, you can say no.
Which you have recently, actually, haven't you? You've been saying quite a bit.
Good. I've been trying to keep myself tame because I've had a little bit of, like, I have no time. Really busy this week, really busy next week, so... It's quite good. Oscar's upset because I'm not coming for drinks tonight with the team, but Wednesdays is Pilates and I don't want to miss
it. I can't believe you're ditching alcohol for Pilates.
I know, I never thought I'd be that person. But if I don't go, then I probably won't exercise the whole week. So I feel like...
Yeah. But we hope this format works and let us know, because if it does work, we'll try and do one of, if not both, if not all four of our Christmas specials in person.
Mm.
We're going to have... As of next week, Christmas related podcasts. So Anya's gonna be very, very excited. Get excited for that. Yeah, and lots of things to come. There's a guest that wants to come in on for our actual Christmas special, by the way.
Yep.
Someone from my side.
Oh.
And your guest.
Oh yes.
So we could do a little four-way. Get your mind out the gutter. Okay, well, I can see you looking at me via my screen, so I mean, what's today's agenda?
Well, happy Spotify Wrapped,
everybody.
We have just had a whole like 10 minutes of the whole team just crowding around my desk, just like doing our Spotify
should we go through Spotify Wrapped?
Yeah, you go first.
This wasn't the plan, but it is now
coming out tomorrow.
I thought it was coming out tomorrow. I thought that was the whole idea,
so this is a lovely surprise.
So should we just go through your key points, or you want to go through the whole thing? Because it takes quite a while for it to like...
Let's just do the, you know, the bit, the last bit you get at the end. This bit, hang on, let me show you.
I didn't screenshot mine
this
year. That
bit, just tap through.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. Sorry, I'm not very good with technology. My old man. This one, okay.
Yeah, so I just want to hit that bit.
All right, so this year, I listened to 82,018 minutes.
That's a lot.
And on one day, September the 26th, I listened to 864 minutes in one day. Could you divide that by 24 for me, please, quickly?
That's not how you work out minutes in a day.
Divide by 60.
Yeah. What was the
time? How many minutes are in a day? Why don't you just Google how many minutes? Google how many minutes are in a day. So what happened, people, on the 26th of September as well? I want to know. How many minutes are in one day, Anya?
1,440 minutes.
Wow, so I listened to more than half a day's worth of music. So that's more than 12 hours in one day. 26th September it was. I'll tell you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
When September in the year? October.
Ninth month.
26th of September was a Tuesday. I went to go see my girlfriend, apparently.
You're like crying on the way home.
Okay, well, thanks for just outing my yeah, maybe like it's just, I don't know, maybe there you go, that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
My top genre was rap. And then I'm going to do my top five songs and then my top five artists.
Yeah, go.
Fifth place was a song called Skate, which I actually can't remember who that's by. Fourth song was I Can't Go Back to the Way It Was by The Kid Laroi.
Yeah.
Third was Stories in Pajamas by Kofi Stone.
Okay.
7 Days by Nux. And then top song this year was Mean It in the Morning by Laurel Kana.
Quite unique.
Yeah. And my... Oh, my artist actually matched. I realised, oh yeah, Skate is done by Kofi Stone. So it matches all of that.
That's spooky.
Almost, I think. So fifth best art, most listened to artist was Kofi Stone. Mm-hmm. Fourth was Ian Dior.
Mm-hmm.
Love Ian Dior. Mm. Third was Kid Laroi. Second was Nux. And first was Laurel Kana. And I have to admit, I actually don't think I didn't feel like I'd listened to much Laurel Kana this year.
Mm.
But I'm in his top 0.01% of listeners. That over 7,000 minutes. In one year.
That's one impressive. Artist.
Yeah. So I was impressed with that.
That is good.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, mine's completely opposite because everyone's going to know my songs. Like, there's no way that... Yeah, anyway. Okay. Number five, All Too Well, 10-minute version. Taylor's version, obviously.
10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes. Such a good song.
10 minutes.
I don't know how many minutes I've listened to on one day, but anyway. Number four, Daydreaming by Harry Styles. Number three, If I Can Dream, Elvis Presley. Number two,
is that the
If I Can Dream, where he does that sort of movement? Like,
I don't actually know, so I don't know why I'm pretending.
Okay. Number two is Jaded by Miley Cyrus, and number one is Cruel Summer by Taylor Swift, which I'm very surprised at. Like, I knew I really got into that song again this year, but I didn't think it was that much.
Like, same with Mean It in the Morning, I listened to it 231 times.
Yeah,
I don't remember listening to that
about the same amount.
That amount of times.
But
like,
that's
weird. that's like every other. That's more. That's basically like five times a week.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But if you think about it, actually, that does kind of make sense because say I listen to it on it's pretty much always on my on repeat. I listen to my on repeat at least once a day.
Yeah, so do I.
So do you know what I mean? It kind of makes sense actually. To break it down.
And then my artists don't correlate at all with the songs.
Okay.
Only a couple of them do. So a few of them do. So number five is Miley Cyrus, which obviously is Jaded. Number four is Daisy Jones and the Six, which is really random.
That's a rogue.
It's so rogue. And like none of their songs remind me.
Aren't Daisy Jones like mad old?
No, it's that TV show. They're not real band.
Oh. Like Big Time Rush.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, no, yeah.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. It's actually Elvis Presley's granddaughter that's the lead singer.
Is it?
Yeah, which is ironic because I've got
that's quite
funny. And then number three is ABBA, which I get, but there's no ABBA songs in my top five, which is quite weird. Then number two is Harry Styles, number one is Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And my top one for Taylor Swift is August, which if you're a Taylor Swift fan is amazing.
And while we're on
and minutes listened.
Oh, yeah.
39,928. I've actually not listened to I've dialed back my music this year.
I've upped mine by about 30,000 off of last year, which is insane. But I listen, I think because I commute more and I drive a lot more, all I do is listen to music. I get up in the morning.
Yeah.
The first thing I do on my phone is play music while I shower. Really? And I pretty much have my phone running on Spotify all day, every day.
Oh my God.
Can you do 83,000 divided by 24, please? Tell me how many days that is.
83,000.
Because it's just, divided by 24. How's that work then?
What's that? What are you trying to work out?
How many days I've listened to of music? 56 days, I think I could actually.
No, it's not 24, is it? It's 365, no? It's 365.
Oh, that's how many, that's how many hours I listened to.
We're both really stupid.
So... Wait, quick maths again, quickly.
I played 2,237 songs. That's a lot.
I played about 2,700 songs, I think, as well.
This is what I want to know. I listened to, I know that part.
27 days non-stop
of music.
So I basically did double. So I did 56 days.
Oh, that's not that much. On August 13th, I listened to 822 minutes of music.
So when you said, I can't believe you listened to 40 minutes in one day, you did the exact same.
Yeah, sorry.
Exactly. But while we're on the topic of Spotify Wrapped, can we give a shout out?
I listened to 1,066 artists this year.
Oh, looks like we're doing the whole bloody Spotify Wrapped.
Sorry, but that's a lot of artists. That's like That's loads. Do you not think that's loads?
I listened to 1,641 artists this year.
A lot of people. 822 minutes on August 13th. I was in the top 7% of listeners worldwide.
I was in the top 2% of listeners worldwide. Can I just say what a flex that is?
That is a big flex.
That's a serious flex. Oh, no, sorry. On the 6th of September. Oh, sorry, not 26th of September. On the 6th of September, I listened to 834 minutes. On the 6th of September was a Wednesday.
Oh, what was I doing on the 13th of August?
I would have been working. I would have been in the office. So that's probably why I would have had my music all day.
On the 13th of August, I had William's parents over for lunch. The music was going in the background.
Mm. But still, share some of your biggest like achievements maybe via your Spotify Wrapped.
Absolutely.
And I absolutely love Spotify Wrapped this year because
yeah.
they've redone like the homepage.
Looks good.
And they've got your Wrapped, DJ Wrapped. I love the DJ, by the way.
I'm excited. I forgot about DJ.
I listen to him all the time.
Yeah, I'm going to listen love to that in my home.
I've got 2023 in music.
Create a blend.
Live events, create a blend, merch, your artist messages. I got a message from the Kid Laroi.
I got a message from Taylor Swift, guys. It was amazing. Everyone was like, it's not just you. And I was like, it is.
Kid Laroi, Songer sent me one.
Merch
Post Malone. Sante.
What's the IM?
24K Golden. Shout out to all my guys.
Jonas Brothers.
What, your merch?
Yeah.
The merch that's been suggested for me is...
It's expensive, isn't it, merch? Oh, and Beyonce merch, Taylor Swift merch.
Mine is just... Law Karna stuff. I mean, I'm not surprised by that, to be honest. But I wanted to give a shout out to currently our most listened to listening listener.
Yeah.
That they were told they're in the top, their top listened to podcast was our podcast.
Woo!
And they listened to 791 minutes of the Backstage podcast.
That is.
They're in the top 1%. So big thank you to our listener there.
Thank you so much.
If you guys have listened to more than 791 minutes, let us know. Send a screenshot of your Backstage things because I think it shows you all of the podcasts that you listen to.
Yeah, thank you so much. That is amazing.
And share it. Tag us on your Instagram stories, maybe.
Absolutely.
Go on, do it.
Yeah, if we're in your Wrapped, we definitely want to know about it.
If we're in your Wrapped, you've got to let other people know about our story because that's actually insane.
That is impressive.
Post on your Instagram, tag us, and do hashtag Spotify Wrapped. Because if in our first 6 months we're on people's Spotify app, I think that's insane.
That's a big achievement.
That's a big achievement.
And we've been
on for 6 months.
Yeah.
And we're already people's top podcasts.
And you've listened to more minutes than me. So
well, yeah. I've edited the show and I've probably listened to less minutes than that.
I don't know how that's happened. Was that your number one podcast?
No, my number one podcast was the Pit Stop podcast.
Guys, are you listening to this? His number one podcast is not even this podcast.
But why would I listen? I edit this. I don't want to listen.
You don't listen to it.
No, I edit it. So
you don't listen to our podcast on Spotify.
No. Well, but I'm in it, and then I go home and edit the episodes.
Yeah, so you don't want to just listen to it.
I listen to it while I'm editing.
Yeah, but we want the listens.
Why would
own worst enemy?
Why would one listen make difference to thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that listen to this podcast?
Only one straw, break the camel's back.
One straw.
One straw to break the camel's back.
Is that saying?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Is it like
the straw that broke the camel's back? Anyway, my top podcast this year was this podcast.
Which I think is kind of sad, actually. You're not even in the top 1%.
No, I'm in the top 2%, though. Same as Taylor Swift.
Okay, well, top 0.01% for Laura Connor, so.
Big.
Okay, anyway. But yeah, let us know about your Spotify Wrapped, guys.
We must hear.
And at the end of the year, we're going to do a Backstage Wrapped. I'm going to look back at our individual 2023s. I'm going to do our highlights, things that we enjoyed, things we didn't enjoy, things we're looking forward to next year. So look forward to that. That's our end of year episode. We're going to do maybe a drunk episode before the end of the year.
That'd be fun. Sip or say it.
Yeah.
That can be the drunk.
Say or shot it. We're also maybe in the same episode going to do Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts.
Oof, yeah,
we're gonna get a bunch of weird foods. I say we. I'm gonna find weird foods. I've got connections.
Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna make Anya eat. Like it's a bit like I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah,
we're gonna do like our own Bush Tucker trial. So you got that to look forward to, and of course we're gonna do standard Christmas episode. So you've got four episodes in December.
Yeah, and we're gonna give you some gift guides as well.
We are gonna do gift guides. We've got lots coming up.
Yeah.
And then we will have a break from the podcast, but you guys won't see that break. Because yes. You'll still keep getting episodes from the first week of January. And it may or may not be a new season. And there might be some refreshes. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe some things might change. New co-hosts, hopefully. So, yeah, that's very exciting. But then we'll get a couple of weeks off just to relax, you know.
We've been having a lot of Christmas lunches, a lot of stuff. We had a fun Christmas lunch yesterday, actually, where we met some new people and discovered how upper class.
Yeah, so this is weird. I was told yesterday about how I was accused that I was upper class, which
it's
I think
it's not an accusement. It's an actual confirmation that you are 100%.
I think I'm middle class, and I'm happy to accept that. You're middle class.
Yeah.
We're all middle class at this company.
I've come from working class.
Where we work. Yeah, but so have I.
Yeah, but you are upper class now.
But is that not a good thing to show?
If you own a horse box, if you own a horse, you're upper class.
But I don't technically own any of them.
Yeah, daddy does.
And mummy.
And mummy, don't forget mummy and her rubber ducks.
Shout out to the people that listen to the podcast that then went and told my mum, oh, we love the fact that you have rubber ducks, because she was both found that hilarious and I think embarrassed.
Yeah.
So please do keep spreading the things we say about people on this podcast to the people we say it about. Let's not say it though, because people might go back and find out what it is. So
sorry.
Apologies, editing error there. Which is kind of funny, really, think about it.
Yeah.
What were we saying? Oh, yeah. So they were accusing me of being upper class. And then I kind of fed into it because it was funny.
You are very upper class, though. Look, you have a cheese board, like, for dessert.
If I see it for an option, I'm having a cheese board.
But, like, as in when you're at home, you'll make yourself a cheese board.
A cheese plate.
I think that's quite upper class.
I put cheese and biscuits on a plate and eat them.
It's way fancier than that.
No, it's not. It's crackers. Couple different cheeses.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to Google if there's like questions you can ask to find out if someone's upper class.
A BuzzFeed. Do a BuzzFeed.
Yes.
You can tell we've really prepped for this episode. Rather just
we can crop this bit out.
Yeah.
If you've done 15 of these things, you're straight up wealthy.
Okay.
Which is the same concept, right?
Okay.
Use liquid soap in the shower.
Yes.
Gotten one of those Magnum ice cream bars instead of a regular old popsicle or ice cream sandwich.
Everyone's had a Magnum.
Apparently not everyone.
Everyone's had a Magnum.
I'm ticking along with you things that I've done as well. Okay. Well, I'm doing it for you, but saying I haven't. Right. Told someone to keep the change.
Yeah, but that's polite. It's like a tip.
Ordered a second glass of wine with dinner.
Obviously. Ordered three.
Cooked risotto for your friends.
Never cooked risotto.
Full stop.
I've never cooked risotto.
Hmm. With asparagus?
What
have you cooked with asparagus? Like, it just says,
yeah, asparagus. I've cooked with asparagus.
Taken a cab when you could have taken a bus or like tube train.
Yeah, I have done that. Yeah, sometimes
gotten imported chocolate instead of domestic stuff.
I just buy Cadbury's from.
Yeah, what chocolate do you buy?
Cadbury's.
So not Lindt. If you're in Tesco's, what are you buying?
Cadbury.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paid for extra space on an airplane. That extra leg room.
No. It's either I just go economy, unless it's with air miles, and then we're not paying for any upgrades there. That's air miles because you're flying.
Pay to check your luggage. I think that's, you must have done that.
What, like to get luggage on a plane?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like that's a standard, isn't it?
I mean, I don't always do that.
No, sometimes I take hand luggage.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Compared thread count when buying bed sheets.
Just bought bed sheets and went for like Egyptian cotton or something. Okay.
Prepared a recipe you found on the internet with shrimp in it. These are oddly weird.
No, not shrimp. Shrimp's an American thing.
This is American. Went to a gourmet hamburger restaurant instead of a regular fast food joint.
I mean, I've been to BGK. Does that count?
Sure. I'd say like Honest Burger.
Or GBK. GBK. Honest gourmet burger Kitchen. I've never been to Honest.
That's really good. Eaten homemade ketchup.
No.
Had a salad for lunch.
Yes.
With balsamic vinegar.
Yeah.
Drank champagne while out clubbing.
Not clubbing.
Ooh, okay. Watched something from special box seats. VIP area of a concert.
Not done VIP. I'm trying to think if I've been a box. I'm not been in a box yet.
You would have been at the box of the O2, no?
Where?
At the O2.
For what?
Like any concert.
No, I've not been in a box yet.
Have you not?
No.
Lucky. Had dinner at a place with three or more money symbols. You definitely have.
My favourite restaurant is a tasting menu. They're always stupidly expensive.
Used valet parking?
Yeah, airports.
Taken a bath with water jets built in?
My bath does have water jets
built in. Your bath at home has water jets?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I know. But I'd have to say, that bath has been in our house since 2001. It was in there before my parents bought it. So they're very old jets. I don't ever use them.
Purchase an actual avocado.
Obviously. Come on, like, this is stupid. Everyone in the UK eats avocados.
Or anything made of milk from anything other than a cow. Well, like, oat milk or almond milk.
Yeah, okay. But that's because sometimes lactose doesn't sit well with me. Because it's smelly bot.
Oh, but that is actually really gross. Please cut that out. Purchase an actual block of Parmesan cheese instead of the pre-grated stuff. You've definitely done that.
We actually do tend to get the pots of Parmesan grated.
Mm-hmm. Drank the 100% orange juice instead of the stuff from concentrate.
Don't drink orange juice, so ignore that, thank you.
Wiped with 3-ply toilet paper. 3-ply toilet paper.
What's that mean?
It's like the certain, how thick is your, where do you, what toilet paper brand do you have? Cushel.
Not Durex, the Dulux one. What's it called?
Durex is the condom.
Yeah. What's... At least I know what they are.
Andrex.
And with the puppies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we get. We get puppies.
Okay, so that's a yes. Gotten coffee from...
No, they're not triple. They're not triple. They're definitely double.
They're expensive, so we're going to take that on. Gotten coffee from the local organic espresso place instead of...
Nope, don't drink coffee.
Had brunch.
Yeah, I've had it with you.
Ordered seltzer with lemon.
Nope.
Ordered a cocktail, like a dry martini or a Negroni.
Negroni, yeah.
Gone to a podiatrist.
What's that?
Foot doctor.
No, I've never been to a foot doctor.
Had a massage.
From like
a mass,
not an actual massage.
But you've paid for a massage.
No,
you've never had a massage.
Never paid for. What? All right, Miss Upper Class. No.
When I'd go on holiday, like we go to the spa and get a massage.
Girlfriend to do it for free.
It's not scary.
Actually, she doesn't give me massages.
I actually really hate massages.
Sort yourself out if you're listening.
She clearly is. Been to a sauna?
Yeah, everyone's been to a sauna.
Bathed in a natural hot spring?
No, desperate to though.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Going to go to Iceland next year, hopefully.
Been on a boat.
Yeah, been on a boat.
Had a continental breakfast.
Yeah, obviously.
Been in a penthouse of a fancy apartment building or hotel.
No.
William keeps saying we live in the penthouse because our flat's on the top floor.
Something you feel good about yourself.
Yeah. Been to a rooftop party.
I was meant to last year, but it got cancelled.
Yeah, so that's
just... So no. No, well, no.
Okay, but you've been invited.
But I haven't been to
Bar Elba.
No, but I haven't
Bar
been
to Bar Elba.
One. That was with you.
Yeah, and the rest of the team.
Yeah.
That counts. Watched a movie in someone's personal home theater. I've actually done that.
I have a guy that I used to be friends with had a like home cinema.
Same as me, actually. She's a friend that I used to be friends with. Mm. Had a beer or wine at a fancy movie theater.
Yeah, Everyman Cinema. Shout out, love that place. Feel free to sponsor the podcast.
Paid a cover charge. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Got the fancy cut of steak at a restaurant. Yeah, you definitely do.
Yeah,
nice. Ordered a port with dessert.
I love a glass of port.
Paid extra for listeners. Guac. I did this today at lunch. Paid extra for guac.
Yeah, always. Got to pay extra for guac.
Bought a good beer to the party.
I bring Stella's usually.
Jubel. Okay.
Find out.
Show my results.
How is he going to tell me how middle class I am?
You are filthy rich.
What?
Whether you're shopping for groceries or you're out of the club, you don't deny yourself the finer things in life. It's a pity your wallet isn't always able to keep up with your fine taste, though.
That is right. The only true part of that is the last part, which is spot on.
Champagne lifestyle.
I have a high budget. I enjoy things that happen to cost more, but I can't afford it, so I never do it.
That is so accurate.
But that last sentence was very accurate.
Okay, let's. Oh shit. Let's do a couple of more of these. Okay, so these are things that, where's the heading? Are sharing small things that scream upper class and some I wouldn't have thought of, all right? Not owning things, just renting everything as needed, not being restricted to a geographical area, throwing things away like woven socks as if they're socks and t-shirts. It's quite interesting.
I would not own things. I just
just renting stuff as when you need it.
No, that's weird.
That is quite weird. I've never known anyone.
I would never rent clothes. That's not true. I rented a morning suit once.
Okay, buying a new car or house without a loan. That is obviously a very upper class.
No, who's able to do that?
Not me. Having a house with more bedrooms and bathrooms than the family can actually use.
No, we've got, there's was four of us in the house and we have two bathrooms.
See, we had, in my last house, we had four bedrooms, technically only three. And we had, everyone had their own bathroom and we had downstairs toilets.
See, that's quite nice.
It was good.
Yeah.
I love having
and
that
I'm
bathroom.
I'm the upper class one. We are all very middle class.
Yeah, I would say I'm middle class, but I'm definitely upper class. When someone's sporting a Patek Philippe watch.
I actually sent this. Elite. I really want one.
Don't we?
Really want one.
I'd rather that than a Rolex.
I think so as well. I think they look cooler.
But they do. Because not everyone knows what they are.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I like that. I like that.
I've kind of gone off Rolex.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're really good investments.
I shit you not. Anything involving owning a horse. Right there in black and white on the internet. So it must be true.
But you don't have, like, horses can be cheap. You can do horses cheaply.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
You can buy a horse for, like, 200 quid.
That's
it's the same
not
as having
cheap.
A dog. But it's the same as getting a dog. The costs are literally the
yeah,
same.
But then
as
you've got to, like, put it in the stables and you've got to pay for all that stuff.
That is true.
That's not, it's not cheap. Dog could just live in my house.
Why is this right? I feel like people get made out to be the enemy if you are, like, upper class.
I'm not calling you an enemy.
No,
I
no,
need
but.
You to accept.
No, but I feel like I now can't resonate with my. You know, with the people.
You don't know, you're not one of us. Growing up, it was when someone had Disney Channel and a fridge with a water dispenser.
Nope. Didn't have that.
You didn't have Disney Channel growing up. You didn't have Sky.
I
just thought you'd have Sky of all people.
We don't anymore. We might have done. No, I think
I don't have Sky
we
now.
Used to, yeah.
Started from the top and now gone downhill. Don't have Sky.
God, Sky, please sponsor the podcast.
Oh, dear. I used to feel really bad when I'd say something to someone. They'd be like, when I was younger, and they'd be like, oh, I don't have Sky. I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. As if that was like a bad thing. Now I don't have Sky. I'm like, why did I ever think
I love that this is like, ugh, can't believe I don't have Sky. Can you believe we don't have a jacuzzi?
Yeah. Can you believe we don't have a jacuzzi?
Shout out to Kanye.
Definitely don't have Sky. When they don't have a planned budget. I don't have a planned budget because it's pointless. I've tried all the spreadsheet stuff.
I've tried planning my spending. I always go into the overdraft anyway.
Yeah. So I actually got, this is so tragic. I got a message from my current account today and they were like, oh, you've dropped below this amount every single month for the past fucking like 4 years.
Yeah.
Do you want to open a planned overdraft? I was like,
I got a letter from my bank literally a couple of days ago going,
a letter as well.
I know, we reviewed your overdraft limit and can see that if this is this was to be changed, you would be in a difficult financial position. So we're going to keep your overdraft the same. I was like, thank God.
Oh my God. Oh, okay. Honestly, how clean their car is. My car's really messy.
Mine's always messy.
Broke. What else? Using a credit card for every purchase.
Don't have a credit card.
To either get cash backs or that's actually quite smart then.
Yeah.
They order a specialty pizza and appetizer without even asking about the cost.
Right.
When someone just never talks about money, apparently that's a sign that they're rich. We must be so poor.
Talk about how broke
all the
I am.
Time.
I'd like to point out to the listeners, I am very aware how lucky I've been throughout my life. I'm not ashamed to say that I'm grateful.
Agreed.
For how hardworking my parents and my grandparents especially have been.
Yeah.
Because I did come and have come from a very, very working class family.
Mm-hmm.
But
they've
just put in the effort to be able to put me in the position I am today.
Agreed. Yeah,
so I'm very grateful. And obviously, I'm more than happy to have the piss taken out of me anyway.
My grandpa once worked like a stupid amount of hours in the week so that my dad could have new football boots.
Oh,
and my dad didn't realise until he was like 20s or 30s, like how much.
I don't realise. Like. I only realised in the last 2 years how like much even like my dad's had to work for me to be able to get anything. Like he still does stupid hours for things to be paid off. Because if he stopped working, the things that I want to do aren't cheap.
Yeah.
Because I'm a brat basically and I like expensive things.
The finer things in life.
Yeah, I like the finer things in life. And I'm lucky to have parents that will put the work in.
Yeah.
But like that's why I'm desperate to have kids when I grow up, is because I want to return that favour to another generation.
See, I'm like the opposite. I know how expensive everything is. So part of me is like, do I want kids? Because like
they're
so expensive.
But I have a feeling I'm gonna be successful somewhere. I'm gonna gonna come up with something, or this podcast is gonna blow up, which I really hope it does. But like I wanna be able to gift my own kids like the best life they can have.
Yeah, so I would have to be very financially stable to have kids, like extremely financially stable.
Because I also want to live.
Exactly. And there's certain things I think that when you've got kids, like life is just so much easier if you can afford more. I don't mean to sound rude, but like when you've got kids and you've got money, it's probably a lot easier.
Well, like, yeah, of course, life is easier with money. That's a fact.
That's rude.
No, I don't think that's rude. I think people that are in financial situations where they're struggling will agree that life is much harder because we're very grateful to not have to go. This is just being honest rather than like boasting in any way, shape or form.
Yeah.
But it's like we don't have to worry day to day about surviving. Like we know we can get something to eat.
Yeah.
If we need to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As I imagine majority of our listeners are.
Yeah.
But there are families out there where they are literally going day to day.
Relying on food banks
and things.
That's really sad.
So then that's, I guess, also another reason why I want to be successful is so that I can help out people that don't have those opportunities.
Me too.
It's not just for myself.
I'd love to have my own charity. And what I would do is I'd buy like a hotel or like an old rundown hotel or like an old like apartment block. And I'd call it something like Help or something. I don't know. I'd call it something like very broad.
Help
and
hotel.
Basically, like every single level is like different things. So like people can live there, but there's like loads of resources. Like there's a whole like changing room of like clothes if you need to go out on job interviews. There's like people that can help you do your CV. There's people that can like help you learn a new skill, like plumbing or like an electrician. And it's like the idea is that you stay there for like 6 months, and then once you've done your time at
you've
my hotel,
6 months of training, or
you're
something.
Out, and you can. And it's like hardcore. It's not like, you know, you come in and we're like, oh, you know, like obviously we are sympathetic to you, but like we will put you back into the workforce, make sure you're independent, teach a man to fish.
I would love to.
That's my goal. It's my dream.
My mum's always wanted a cafe to own a cafe with her niece. And I'd love to set that up as like a charity cafe.
So
like you come in, but you're like, instead of paying for anything, you sit with an elderly member of the community that might be alone or someone that has like social anxieties and just wants to practice chatting to people. So like instead of paying for your food and drinks, you come in and you just speak to someone for
half an hour, an hour.
Like Dorothy, who might be on her own because her family live abroad and she's got no one to speak to, and she's got dementia and things. You get a coffee and a sandwich and a little cake for free. But all you have to do is I just want you to sit and chat to Dorothy for an hour.
And you could do like mixers in the evening. Maybe we can combine it. Like my hotel can have a little cafe on the side. And you can have people that come in. And then there's going to be like a back room where you can have like meetings like once a week or once a month. And then it's like a general mixer and there'll be like tapas.
That's cool.
Like the idea of tapas.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to help us set up these charities, maybe, you know.
You know what I've just realised? I forgot to enter the lottery. I'm my own worst enemy, guys. Like, how am I expected to get anywhere if I
can't win if you've not entered.
I can't believe I did that. I was literally like, it had like 10 hours left. And I was like, right, I'll do that when I sat at my desk yesterday. That was yesterday.
I love the lottery. I've never won it, but I would love it.
I'd love to win the lottery.
I don't think...
Oh.
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 Oops.
You made a big thing about joining that course. Do you want to end it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been great doing the podcast in person with you, Vanya.
Yeah,
hello.
Really fun. Hi.
I'm not late for anything.
No, we're bang on time.
But we better go. It's been great. Thank you. Rate the show 5 stars.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, this is a new format.
We've really enjoyed sitting with you today.
Let us know your thoughts and opinions on it.
Yes.
And
we will see you all. Have a beautiful week.
Yeah.
And we love you all.
Stay safe, stay humble, and most importantly, stay listening.
Oh, it's so much better than
it's
mine.
It's so good, isn't it?
Crap.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.